Travis, you are just a failure today. First of all, you didn't put the button in. Yeah, I just did it.
Okay.
I just did it.
Oh, he said.
And after all the talk we had last week about you not answering your phone, what happened today?
I missed your call by 2 seconds.
On a hurricane day.
Oh.
On a hurricane day. First of all, it was way more than 2 seconds. Don't talk back.
What time did you call him? Because I mentioned to him, and he tried calling you, and it went straight to voicemail.
Yeah, I checked the voicemail because he was calling me back, and I was like, too late now.
Too late now.
Yep. I asked you, I go, did you hear from him? And he said, no,
yeah,
I'll call.
Right? You're concerned.
That's not true. No, it is not.
You asked me? First of all, everybody, you're
Phony Tony.
You're pissing me off right now.
Hold on, everyone?
Yeah.
Well, what did I do?
Not yet, but I know you're gearing
anything.
Up. You're fine.
I'm not trying to fight with you. Go ahead.
You asked me if I heard from him, and I said, no, he just called me. Did he call you?
No, I swear to God, I didn't. I had headphones on. I was pulling audio because everything else in the building is shut down. I apologize, because then he did call you.
Called you at 5:54. You called me back 2 seconds later?
Yes.
5:56. Those are minutes. Those are minutes. You get away from me.
Oh, he's going to punch you.
First of all, that's 4 seconds. And maybe because, I don't know. I don't have that on my phone.
Don't start
Look at my
me.
Phone. I have my phone records right here. Yeah. It says 5:58.
It wasn't directed towards you.
I know, but I was trying to defend you.
You were not doing a good job.
I know. I'm not a good defense attorney, apparently.
You did usually.
Why do I have to deal? I should have first ring answer. Privileges.
You usually do have first ring answer privileges.
Never.
Always.
Ever.
Or I'll call you right back immediately.
Yeah, that's not doing me any good. I've already moved on to somebody else at that point.
Seconds have gone by. Seconds.
It doesn't matter. Seconds mean money in my life. Time is money. Time is important to me. When I call you and you don't answer, it's time to move on. By the time you call me back, I'm talking to someone else.
That's not right. That's not right.
That's life.
What?
That's life. It's a life of a very successful man.
$14 million a year.
My mother called me the other day, and I called her back. And when I called her back, she didn't answer. I was like talking.
It runs in the family.
I got too many things going on.
Kicking everybody to voicemail.
Yeah, it runs in the family that we're all just knocked away like we don't matter to the
world.
That's
not true. You matter.
You weren't even concerned that I had to drive here in a hurricane.
I called you back. I even texted Rob last night. I knew you were here.
Why isn't anything prepared? Why isn't the button pushed? Where are my paper towels? What's going on?
I am so sorry that in the middle of a hurricane, your button was not pushed and I don't have paper towels.
Oh, really?
Ready and accessible for you. The power's out everywhere. There are trees down.
In the middle of a hurricane, you lost your job.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that have to do with the press?
Hanging banners and coming in to hang banners.
Oh, you don't like the job? Take the day off. You don't like the job?
Well, I do.
Take your honey and get out of here.
I'd love that, honey. I will not. I will take it, though. Thank you.
I have to tell you, I'm extra grouchy today because not one, but two Starbucks had a little sign on the window due to inclement weather. Really? This is the lightest rain that I've seen in a long time. This is the most ridiculous overhype. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that there are certain areas that are getting hit harder than others, and certainly in places in Pasco and St. Petersburg, there's flooding. I know Snell Isle is being shut down. For the most part, come on, Starbucks. You got to be kidding me. You've become, you can't rope somebody into a dependency and then just disappear because of some sprinkles.
Yeah. There's still drug dealers out working.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true, actually.
I don't know.
It is awfully hot in here.
There's drug dealers.
I just checked, it's 70. So unless it's just not working.
Hey, you're just a little fired up. You're just a little heated over people not answering the phone.
Oh, man. Here we go again. Let me wipe my meat sweats with my hands.
Let me explain to everybody. I pull up to this building, okay, after going to two Starbucks that weren't open. I pull up to this building, and it is completely black. There is no power. It looks like it's been closed. I feel like I'm in Walking Dead.
Yes.
I pull up.
Emergency lights are on.
Yeah, alarms are going off.
Elevator's not working.
Right.
It's actually, like as a grown man, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I walked in, I go, this is what it's going to look like one day.
Yeah.
Like, it freaked me out.
I walk up to the thing, and I wonder if my badge is even going to work. And I go, that works. So at least the elevators might be working. And I go over there, and the elevator's, nothing. It's quiet. All I hear is, alarms from other floors going off. And then I go left to go to the stairs, and the stairs are missing. And I go to the right, and I go to the stairs, and the stairs are missing. who moved the stairs?
Yeah, it was very confusing because the stairs are further down than you think they would be, and then there was a door closed, and so you come to that door, and then you go, did I go too far? What's going on?
Yeah, and I almost went home. I almost got in the car and went home and blamed Spanish for not answering the phone.
You know what's so funny is I knew that that was happening because I called you four times, and you threw him each the voicemail, and I was like, I bet he went to use the elevators, and they didn't work, and now he can't find the stairs. So I was like, oh, I'll come find you, but you hung up on me, so I don't even know if you heard that.
I did hear you said you were like, just stay there, I'll come find you. I go, really, I don't need to be rescued.
It's like, it was a search and rescue.
Just need some advice. Jesus Christ.
I had some twine and bells out in my car that I was going to put up, so you...
Repel?
Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, yeah.
I just shake them.
Thank you. Serious.
Yeah.
It's just, what a horrible way to start the day today.
It's Friday. That makes it feel any better.
Doesn't.
Okay.
Doesn't at all.
April Macy will be here.
Will she? Will she? If I were her, I'd be like, I'm not going in this hurricane.
Starbucks aren't even open.
They did the show last night, so I'm assuming we're good to go.
Starbucks opens at 7 o'clock today due to inclement weather, which is insane because there's nothing going on. In fact, I rolled up to the second Starbucks on West Shore and whatever, Boy Scout, and I rolled down the window, and it wasn't even raining outside. You guys just wanted to sleep late. Just let's be honest. Let's just put a sign on it that says we didn't feel like getting up early, and we use this as an excuse. So there you go.
I'm sorry.
I know. No, you should be sorry.
I am.
You ruined my whole day.
I'm sorry.
On top of no Starbucks, I get here, and I have to have you not answer the phone.
There was a bunch of commotion in here when I got here.
What was going on?
Craig was in here. There's a tree on the table.
What the hell is Craig?
Rob is Craig's a board op, and he was answering the phone. Yeah.
Spanish was dealing with a lot more... out of the normal circumstances.
What were you looking? What were you dealing with?
I was trees down on the road. It frazzled me. I almost got hit by two cars. So you could ask Joe about that. One of them wasn't my fault.
You and Joe drive terribly.
No, he's good.
He doesn't drive because he's a senior citizen.
But luckily, you left yourself enough time to get in here and get everything prepared, like pushing that button, getting the TVs.
Yeah,
on.
Like why wouldn't you get up earlier? Why wouldn't you get up earlier and be like, man, it's a hurricane. I should get there like at 4 today to make sure everything's done right.
Oh, because there was a hurricane? I don't want to drive in the storm. It was incredibly thunder and lightning out at 4 o'clock in the morning. I wasn't driving that.
Okay.
But it was.
So basically, why don't you just give the real answer? Because you didn't care enough.
That's not the absolute truth.
For Starbucks,
the truth.
If you want to sleep in.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, that's true.
Got the same health benefits.
You are a barista. From now on, I want you to change your business cards. I want them to say barista.
It's a phony Tony barista.
Phony Tony, your morning barista.
Phony barista Tony. Okay, all right. I guess if I get business cards, I'll do that. Because I gave all the ones away that I had that say. Spanish.
Oh, maybe to all fat girls trying to get laid. Business contacts? What have you brought to the show? What have you brought to the show with those business cards?
I hate when you ask me that question.
You gave them all away. Surely something connected.
Girls from Hush for every party that we've had for the Drunky Drunk party.
He's making fun of you.
No, I'm not. I'm defending him.
He's making fun of you.
Us little guys stick together. Yeah,
Small lives matter. Seriously, I bring
you're the Colin Kaepernick of this show.
Oh, man. I never sit.
You should sit down in the open.
I never sit. Mm-hmm. I'm always standing.
Pig Socks.
That's a great name. Pig Socks.
God damn it.
That's your new name. Pig Socks.
Phony Barista Tony Pig Socks. All right.
You're like a rapper. I'm Phony Tony, a.k.a. Pig Socks, a.k.a. Spanish, old school, barista. Represent, hashtag, I do nothing.
What?
Yep, there you
That's
go.
That's not a good hashtag.
Well, you didn't say what you did. Rob threw in, you got girls from Hush
But he said business-wise. I don't know. I was in the business of...
What are we doing with the business cards then?
Associate producer. Right. What does the associate producer do?
He associately produces and hangs banner. I added that one.
No, you know what? That came as a later addition to your
title. Part of the job.
When
now.
You had business cards that you claimed to have given them all out.
Yes.
What was the result of you distributing those business cards besides you banging fat girls?
I got a couple good drug connections, and I got people who were willing to give us free headphones that ended up falling through, but that was years ago.
Then you didn't get that. You didn't get that.
I'm trying to talk through it I can...
I'm pointing out.
Sorry, you're pretty much right now.
Had fat girls, drugs, and the connections that fell through.
They weren't all fat, and...
I got us headphones from Malectronic. Don't even have business cards.
That's not really fair. You don't need business. Your name is on the show. It's like you can literally...
But it's not on my forehead. People don't know it's me. they don't know how to contact me.
There's enough room for it. Come on, you gotta... If you're gonna serve it up. You got to take that. Mm-hmm. You literally write like your license number, mm-hmm. your telephone number, mm-hmm. both fax number you can fit on there.
GPS coordinates.
That's the last.
You can save all your passwords on there.
Yeah, see, at least he's funny. You're just a failure.
I don't really know what I did there.
That's what you didn't do.
I'm sorry I didn't push the button. I will get you paper towels. The two things.
Oh,
sorry.
The show's already started.
It's 12 minutes in.
12 minutes in.
Bees been grilling me about it. I didn't want to leave.
Bees have been grilling you? Oh, man. I did not
Stop
know you were dealing with that.
I'm trying to
Hurricane
be
and bees.
Serious. They're in the satellites.
Mm. All right, Spanish.
All right, I'll go get the paper towels.
No, you should just go get iced coffee. No, that'd be the only thing to make me happy.
I called five Starbucks around the area. Every one of them are closed.
They open at 7.
All of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll go. Yeah. I'll go for you and get more paper towels.
Can we? You know Nikki's in there. You know she's in there getting the brews ready.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Can we call her and be like, can we get a little secret morning
gave her your business right card so you had contact with her.
Right. Right. When Moose worked here, you know what he did?
Nothing.
He resized photos.
Anthony still got it.
When Moose worked here and I wanted Starbucks, he had Starbucks install a machine here.
Did they really?
Yes, and then Mary Lou kicked it out.
Oh. Yeah, I don't understand that, why that's not here. Like, you could easily have a machine in your office.
Because we weren't here long enough then. Now I could pretty much open up a coffee bar in my office and nobody could do anything about it.
We should just get one of those espresso machines and I'll be in there, so that way you don't even have to, because it's not like you'd like seeing me in the morning. No, I'm saying you don't have to see me in the 6 a.m. hour. I'll be in there brewing coffee for you.
Yeah,
win-win.
That's a good idea. Finally, a job that you'll do that we'll appreciate.
Okay,
coffee brewer.
Associate producer / banner hanger / barista.
I don't know about associate producer, though.
Yeah.
Banner hanger,
Galvin.
Yes.
What, well,
you haven't associated any production.
What your association with the production is.
Dude, I am producing right now when I am recording. I have a very strict catalog.
More you're anti-producing.
No, that's not. That is.
You're associate destructor.
You should
work for John.
He makes clips of the day, which is really funny. Sometimes.
You were doing so good until
Thank you, Carmen,
being quiet.
No,
you were staying out of it. I had no reason to be mad at you. You were looking for Starbucks. You should just stick with that.
I did nothing wrong.
Keep calling them in other places.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, I understand being upset with me, Galvin, but why you too?
Because I don't like that you're throwing the stuff. Well, I don't like that one bit at all. But I don't like that you're throwing out stuff and saying, oh, my health benefits and I'm associate producer. But you can't tell us what you do.
Yeah.
Oh, I could write a comprehensive list.
Ask me what I do.
What do you do?
I'm funny. That is my goddamn job.
True. And he's quick at pointing out large spaces between hairlines.
Yes. It's true.
He maximizes the amount of information that can be posted between my eyebrows and my hair.
He maximizes his forehead, I maximize the funny.
He brings it every day.
All right. Sorry.
Now back to your job duties.
Yeah, my job duties.
Wow.
Oof.
Carmen, what are your job duties?
My job duties are to get Sporkle ready, mm-hmm. help Rob with audio if I have time to, answer the phones during the show.
Right.
Also, remind you of the teases, if I remember.
Okay.
Tell you who's on the hotline.
And be dumb.
And
you bring it every day, all of it.
Answer questions.
And have your makeup on before 6.
That's right.
Hey, I did it.
Yep. Right. Every day.
Woo! Yep.
And I even go get you Starbucks.
You do.
I
and breakfast.
But why'd you say that like that? Like, and like, I don't do, not only do I not do anything, but you do your job. And also,
she does extras.
Man,
there was no doubt in my mind that she would leave here in a hurricane to go get Starbucks today.
Yes, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
I even took Blaine's truck today to make sure I could make it through the weather.
Prepare. Rubbing it in.
And also fights terrorists on a boat, much like Steven Seagal.
Yep.
Oh, USA!
USA!
USA! USA!
USA!
I love it.
Oh, brother.
Don't come in my country.
That's right, Carmen. You tell him.
I handle all your endorsements. If you need me to pick up your car... Me.
Yeah, you are a good valet.
Yeah, I'm your assistant is basically it. So maybe we should change it from associate producer to assistant and banner hanger / barista.
Similar to intern.
Yeah, basically.
So let's knock it back down to intern.
Please don't. I actually really need all the money that I have. So,
all right, and so you better start answering the phone and pushing the button in. That's all I'm saying.
You know, they're going to be hurting if they...
Yeah, I would say number one important job for an assistant is to answer the phone.
Yeah.
Like, that is
ready.
Number one.
Available.
I was ready. Immediately called you back.
Didn't you ever see, what's the name of that movie that I love? With,
Devil Wears Prada.
Yep. Thank you. He knows. That's part of what he's good at, is being plugged into my brain.
Yeah.
My brain. You make it gay.
He comes in. He throws his jacket, his purse. You have the steak ready. Get the steak ready.
Didn't you see that movie when one calls the other one? You never saw that movie?
I've never seen
you
that
You need
way.
To watch that this weekend.
I'll get it on the box.
When if he wants the Harry Potter book before it comes out, you better have it bound and ready to go. And you better have two of them. He has two kids.
Who? Yep.
Yeah. Were they supposed to read on the train? Were they supposed to share?
And they want it with no cover?
I got you that new iPhone or iPad when you wanted me to.
Yes, that was almost 10 years ago.
You also had long hair.
It was. It was the first iPad.
No, it was not.
It was the iPad 1.
I haven't even been here for 6 years.
Okay, it's almost 10 years is what I said.
Damn it.
Six is higher than five.
It is.
Almost 10.
Okay, you're right. Round it up. You're right. I'm sorry. I overstepped there.
My God.
What? Yes.
Oh, hello, delightful Carmen. I don't want to talk about it anymore. You let me down, Phony Tony the barista. No, Carmen, there's no. Is it working?
Oh, yeah.
Why couldn't Spanish turn those on?
I don't know.
Mike Kelt, the show. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I just want to add a little bit to the Spanish sucks. And today is 2 years to the day that you went live in the mornings. Yippee. At least I can count.
Is it really 2 years to the day today?
2 years. If you count the one extra day for leap year, yes, it's 2 years to the day.
Wow, Spanish, you should know that. You didn't even know that.
I don't.
I don't even get friggin' paid for it, dude.
Don't mock our listeners because they do a better job than you.
Yeah, well, keep working at Uber, Larry. Maybe one day.
He does, and he does his job whenever he's in Sarasota.
He answers the phone. Don't around. You, Larry? You answer the phone, don't you?
Yeah. When I call Larry for a ride, he answers the phone.
That's what I'm saying.
He never lets me down.
I always got coffee.
Well, and his car is clean. He's got mints and stuff in there.
I don't have any of that stuff. Yep. I'm sorry I yelled at you, Larry.
Funky looking Dago hat.
That's right. Larry makes me feel like I really have a driver. Thank you, Larry.
Love you, Larry.
All right. That's good. Good way to start the show today. Everybody else is worried about how they're going to survive. More worried about Spanish doing a terrible job. Rob's got a new Hurley shirt. So life is good for everybody.
I've had this for quite some time.
Well,
thanks
it's
for
nice.
Noticing.
I like that one. It's very, very,
it's very
timely.
White. Yeah.
Very timely with the scenes of the beach on there now.
Yeah, I can't go.
Waves crashing.
Stark, black and white.
Did you go?
No, I was held up in Land O'Lakes until like 5. So
Land O'Lakes?
Yeah, I had appointments.
You were in my neighborhood and you didn't come by and say hi?
I had appointments and then I'm like, I got to get out of here. This is taking forever. I went to an appointment at 1 and it didn't end until 4:30. And I'm like, well, there goes surfing. Thank God. I don't understand if you have an appointment at 1, why we don't stick to the 1 o'clock. Why book it for 1 and then not
see
us? What
was it? Was it a doctor?
I don't want to get into it. It's not for me. It's for somebody else, but it was an appointment.
His boyfriend.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, if I have an appointment at 1:15 rolls around, I go, what is going on?
Right?
1 o'clock, you are now coming to my house to do this.
Luckily, though, the doctor was an awesome doctor.
Oh, was a doctor.
Yeah, so it was a very nice person. I'm like, all right, cool. I did not mind waiting, but I go, just don't tell us 1 and then it be 3 o'clock.
Well, it's your fault. It's your fault because it's not you necessarily, but the people before you. Once they get in there, then they take their sweet ass time.
Yes.
Well, we're in now. Let's take our time.
My son's pediatrician, it's gotten to the point where I almost want to switch him doctors because every time we go, it's a 45-minute an hour and a half wait, and we're just sitting out in the waiting room, and then you go back and wait in the actual room, and then it's another 20 minutes.
You know what you do? You know how you get your doctor in there? You go when you get in the waiting room, and you start, or in the office area, whatever, you just start turning machines on. And touching stuff. Tongue depressors. Lick them all.
What's the thing where they look in the ears? That's the one thing I really want to use.
The earoscope.
Yeah. For some reason, I'm fascinated. I want to see what's inside the ear, and nobody will ever let me. Every time I'm
Dr. DePasquale will put a camera on it and show you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man, because every time I go in,
go up your nose, your belly button, whatever you want.
Down rubber and hose. Stick it in there, and he freaks out and squirms, and I don't want to make the kid deaf just so I can look in his ear.
Yeah, that's supposed to do it to the kid.
Well, I mean, I don't have a guinea pig to test it on, so.
Yeah. Josh, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Sound better than you. But anyway, I wanted to say what's up to Spanish.
Hi, Josh.
Also, I wanted yay! Finally. And also want to tell Galvin that
he called him to defend me, and that was what
I tried. I let him go. I'm better than you. Shut up.
All he wanted to do was get on the radio.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's what you got out of it.
Yeah.
Now your friends know you're an idiot.
Thanks. I think what he wanted to say is Galvin's right. Spanish is terrible.
I heard that.
I disagree for the...
Thank you, Rob.
I think Spanish.
Thank
wonderful.
You.
You are really kissing up to the
no,
wrong
no,
side.
He's not.
You
no,
really
he's not.
Are. What benefit are you going to have by being friends with him?
The fakest person I have ever met.
He was emotionally charged.
Yes, I was. Spanish is one of the nicest people
Thank
I've ever
you.
Actually met.
It's all fake.
Phony.
Phony Tony.
Phony Tony.
It's not phony.
It's not when he loves the people that he's speaking
you
with.
You should hear what he says to me about you and your girl.
You should. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Pete, because that's where Pete started. Hush. Oh, you don't want to know what Spanish is.
Yeah.
So that goes, and then Caitlin had to pull me aside and go, Pete just talks crap. Don't what even
does,
start.
What does Rob do that I don't do? That's how many times I get that question.
Everything if you ask Galvin.
Yeah, we all see it. Yeah. We all know.
I don't think he does much either.
You're the only one. You're always questioning. What does Rob do? Do we really need Rob? How many times you said that? No, but you guys be friends. It's cool.
Yeah. That I've said that?
Yeah.
Why? I like having Rob around.
Adam, hello.
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to say, you know, I watched the Bone TV, and I did notice that I see an awful lot of what Spanish seems to be working on before and after the show.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, he seems to be tinkering around. It does take him some time to...
Yep, people love tinkering. People love to pay people to tinker.
Let him finish.
Is that what he said? Tinkering?
Yeah, tinkering. Tinkering. So, like, dilly-dallying? Would you say he does a lot of dilly-dallying also?
Hemming and hawing?
I don't know the engineering things about it, but he seems to come in there, so all you guys got to do is sit down in the morning.
He did not tinker enough today. If you watch closely, I come in here and I do my own tinkering before I sit down.
No.
Monitors.
By the way, I'm down the hall in a different room tinkering for like an hour and a half before the show starts.
I tinker on camera. Thank you, Adam, for defending me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
When I walk into this room, I'm prepared. I'm ready to go. Like everything's been tinkered.
Your new name is Tinker Taylor Tony. Tinker Taylor Phoner Tony the Barista.
Tinker Taylor Tiny Tony?
Yeah. Tinker Taylor Tiny Tony. Tinker Taylor Phony Tony the
Tinker
Barista.
Taylor, Phony,
that
Tony.
Is your name. Okay. From now on. Get those on your business cards.
I will.
Tinker Taylor Phony Tiny Tony Barista.
Yeah. I don't know if I could say that, but that's perfect.
I like
it.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.